guest. Let's go to Pete Oxford. He's a zoologist and also the founder of the Betty's Bay Baboon Action Group, very involved in what's happening in Betty's Bay this afternoon with the fate of Scarface. Pete, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us at short notice.
Hi, good afternoon, Amy. Hi, how are you?
What is the latest regarding poor Scarface?
Well, he's been slated to be executed today if they can catch him. I don't know at the moment if they've caught him or not, but that is the decision that has been taken by the Baboon Management Joint Task Team. So, yeah, he's running around taking his last breath.
Oh, goosebumps. Pete, you explained the situation in Betty's Bay regarding the baboon troop to me earlier, but I'd like you to just elaborate and explain for our listeners that may not know about the Betty's Bay baboon troop.
Well, what it is, it's a small troop, only 22, including the brand new little babies that we've got. And they were previously unmanaged. HWS, the Human Wildlife Solutions company, came in from the Cape, and they were contracted to manage our baboons to keep them out of the urban area, as dictated by the by province, this sort of nebulous concept of province saying that they've got to be kept out of the urban area. But it's basically not working. I mean, they've been subjecting animals deliberately to pain, and if they don't comply with the wishes, then right now we're in the first case of one of them being killed for his supposed crimes. And yes, he's been entering houses, we know that. But the issue really is that there's not been a definite effort, really, to prevent and mitigate these house entries. And, the point is that there was a meeting about Scarface and to deliberate on his fate. We were not present, of course, at the meeting, but had I been present, I would have been able to produce an equally damning rap sheet against the inadequacies of HWS and their failings to mitigate the problem in the first place. It's a standard MO where the males are selectively killed. It's basically premeditated. If you look at the past history, you can see that it's always happened. That where it's perceived to make their job easier, which it won't, of course, because they've already killed approximately 80 baboons on the peninsula in their tenure when they were down there. And it hadn't worked, you know, at all. And Dave Gaynor report says that it doesn't work. He even went so far as to say it's not working now. So, you know, help us find a solution. What can we do? Why is this still happening today? Why are we subjecting animals to this this strategy? It comes down to a lot of factors. There's not enough time to go into all the details here, but I mean, one of them, for example, is there's not one single municipal baboon-proofed public bin in Betty's Bay. Out of all the public bins in Betty's Bay, not one is baboon-proof. And yet, before they baboon-proof the bins, they decide to kill one of the baboons. Now, that can't be right. Surely that can't be right. Surely we must all act together. We can't trash the whole world. We have to save something. We are in the Cocklebury Biosphere Reserve. It's incredibly important on a global scale, not just locally. This is not so much just about Betty's Bay and a single baboon. It's about a lot deeper issues than that. And we have to learn to protect and be custodians of where we have chosen to live. We've chosen to live in this reserve where there are baboons, there always have been baboons. But right now we've got a situation where intolerance is being rewarded. And so all those people that are intolerant to baboons are being rewarded by having HWS in. And unfortunately, the municipality has bowed to the pressure of litigation and the threats of being sued by them. Whereas, on the other hand, the majority of people are baboon tolerant and have taken the effort and expense to baboon-proof their lifestyle, their houses, their waste bins, et cetera, and have learned to understand and live in a coexistence model with the baboons. But those people have not been rewarded. And the reward for them would simply be to treat the animals with respect, the respect that they deserve, and like any other animal, not just baboon, in our communities. There's a lot of things going on which are not right. And should really be addressed, draining all the wetlands and all those sorts of things. Think of the frogs, think of everything, think of the abalone out in the ocean here. It's all being trashed in front of our eyes, and not much is being done about it. And that's a shame. It's a great shame to all of us. All of us in Buddy's Bay and the Cockerberg and South Africa, really. I mean, you know, we can't promote, on the one hand, the Cockerberg Biosphere Reserve as a magnificent tourist destination by the municipality, and then on the other, just trash it. We have to come to some sort of understanding and collaboration. We have to put all these heads together, for or against, it doesn't matter, and sit around the table and come to a workable solution. We've presented many of these solutions to the municipality. They've been summarily ignored. Not one of our suggestions has ever been taken up. And the point is that they're just not trying hard enough. Perhaps we should not be managing our wildlife with financial incentives in the first place, you know, because that leads to this situation where, you know, if they perceive to be making their job easier by killing them, they will kill with no compunction, because that's what they want, is a contract. You know...
Pete, I'm so sorry. We are out of time. We're already 3 minutes late for news. I agree with you. This needs a lot more discussion, management, and planning. And I'm going to hand your details over to our Eyewitness News team so they can follow up with you over the weekend. But thank you for joining us on this Friday afternoon. I'm just sorry we couldn't give you more time. That was Pete Oxford, zoologist and conservationist in the Betty's Bay area.